let's open our Bibles to Psalm 108. Psalm 108, God's word is true. God's word is full of life. And God's word will give you faith. And God's word will deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. Times past and times now, God speaks to us through His word. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. He takes vessels that might be good, vessels that might not be good, but He infuses His Holy Spirit upon them and breathes life through them through His word. You believe that this morning? Amen. Then take the word of God this morning and be thankful that you have the word in your heart and in your hand. And Psalm 108 and the 8th verse we read together. Psalm 108 and verse 8 together. Shall we? Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Or Judah holds my scepter. That's the word I want to highlight. Judah holds my scepter. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Or in other words, he holds my scepter. Or he holds my authority. Amen. The Lord is speaking to David. And God is saying through him, Gilead I like, Gilead is mine. Manasseh also I like, is mine. Ephraim is the helmet for my head. But Judah, he is the one that I really like. To him is the one that I'm going to give the scepter. Hallelujah. This morning I believe the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living God is in this house. And He is looking upon certain Judas in this place. He is wanting to treasure you into His heart. And produce authority and victory into your life. You believe that this morning? See, when you look at that psalm, it got the broad headline. It says, God's assurance of victory over enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. God's assurance. I don't want people's assurance. I don't want anybody, whoever he might be, assuring me that I will have victory. But I thank God if He's willing to declare over my life and tell me that you're going to have victory amidst your struggle and trouble, and you're going to come out on the victorious side. Amen. God's assurance. In other words, God is saying, I hold fast to my word and I'm declaring it, and it shall come to pass that you shall have victory. Be assured in your heart. Do not be troubled. Do not look at yourself and say, will I make it? Will I make it to heaven? Will I bring through the complete works of God through my life? Don't struggle a bit. Don't doubt a bit. Have the assurance in your heart that I will do my work in you and through you, and I will complete the very good work that I've begun in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything around you might look contrary to victory. You might see enemies all around you. It might be sin. It might be struggles. It might be bondage in all its venom. But let me tell you, this morning God is assuring His people, do not be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled. Hallelujah. I am assuring you of my victory over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's the Psalm of David. And he's saying, oh God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Even with my glory. Awake lute and harp, I will awaken the dawn. Oh God, my heart is, and therefore I will sing. Have you seen that? People who can sing are people whose heart are steadfast. No wonder the enemy wants to make your heart restless. No matter the enemy wants to put doubt and fear into your minds and make your heart restless, because if your heart is steadfast, then you will be singing unto the Lord. I look at a congregation each day or each morning whenever I meet them, and I say, Lord, do I sustain? steadfast heart, are you with me? Will sing glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If your hearts are not steadfast this morning, say, Lord, I want to make sure that my heart is fixed on you. Psalm Isaiah, the 26th chapter and verse 3 declares to us, perfect peace have they whose mind, that word actually means the heart, is stayed on you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Perfect peace have they whose heart is stayed on you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Last week a brother came to me and said to me, Brother, Pastor, I don't know what, but the greatest thing that I want in my life is peace. And I said, son, make sure that your heart is fixed on the Lord. Perfect peace. Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, perfect peace have they whose heart is stayed on the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As long as you are caught in a decision in your heart, should I serve the Lord? Should I not? Am I called? Am I not called? Should I get out of Egypt? Should I stay there? Should I go on to Canaan? Or should I stay in the wilderness? As long as you are having two kinds of conflicting opinions in your heart, let me assure you, you can never praise or thank God. But if you need to be a Judah, that word Judah means praise. If you need to be a Judah, a person who will praise God, let me tell you, you need to sing unto the Lord. You need to make sure that your heart is steadfast. It is completely focused on Jesus Christ. It belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and if he should lose his soul? You should say, my Lord, my soul belongs to you. It is focused on you. Nothing of the world, but everything that I have belongs to you. Anybody here dares to say that this morning unto Jesus, Lord, all that I have belongs to you. My heart is stayed on you. It's fixed on you. I want my heart to be steadfast. I want to rejoice in you. I don't want my stone being taken away from me. I want to sing unto the Lord's glory. Come on. Come on. Am I preaching to someone this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21, Elijah the prophet is asking the people of Israel, how long will you falter between two opinions? If Baal, he is God, worship him. If Jehovah, he is God, worship him. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, true worship will arise only if your heart is fixed on any one thing. Like an Amama who I know went to pray and put the offering in every box. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we do not belong there. Hallelujah. Our heart is fixed on Jesus Christ. We are His holy nation, a royal priesthood, God's own people, called out of darkness unto His marvelous light to declare His glory, to sing His praises. Hallelujah. We are redeemed not with silver nor with gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Even with my glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you begin to do that, what happens to you? The fourth verse says, for your mercy, O God, is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Amen. And look at the sixth verse. This is the word. That your beloved may be. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When your heart is steadfast, when you begin to give praise to God, when you begin to sing unto the Lord, God is saying, I will make sure that my beloved, no matter what trouble he is in, he is delivered. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what trouble they've got into, how far they have fallen, how much far they have backslidden, I will make sure that they are delivered. I will make sure they are brought back. I will make sure that they inherit the promise and make their way into the blessing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. That your beloved may be delivered. Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, you are the beloved of the Lord. You believe you are the beloved of the Lord, and that you may be delivered. And let's come to the 8th verse. Look at this. You know, David didn't say, if I feel like praising, I will praise. He's got three I wills in that psalm. And the first I will is that he will say, I will praise my God. And I will sing praise. Amen? He didn't say, let something happen for me to do that. He said, I will. It's a decision. People might look at me and smile and laugh and think that I've gone crazy. They might ask me stupid questions like, can God hear? Should you shout so loud? Why don't we all be some monster who is not emotionally, you know, gone overboard, but somebody who is more balanced and just stay in our boat and offend no one and just keep our mouth shut? Come on. People might look at you and say all that, but you decide. If God has commanded in His Word that He is exalted on the praises of His people, hallelujah. No matter who is going to look down upon me, I will lift my hands unto my God, and I will sing His praises, and I will worship Him, and I will call upon His name. Amen. He said, I will. You hear that? And because He wills, God is speaking to him. And the 7th verse is, God has spoken. In other words, He heard. Some people pray that they never hear. We are not worshiping a God who doesn't speak. We are worshiping an idol out there. Amen. Empty religion produces within us a frustration that is because we are doing all the praying, but we're not getting any answers. But hallelujah, you and me who was born again, you and me who was redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you and me who was received the Holy Spirit of God. How many of you know that God communicates to you? Hallelujah, God is willing to speak to you, and you're willing to speak to Him. It's a communication. He answers your prayer. He makes sure that your answers to your prayer has come about in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. God has spoken. Amen. Some people say, if God speaks, I will praise. God says, first you praise, then I will speak. David first decided, I will praise my God. I will sing unto my God. I will rejoice in Him. And God has spoken. And God has spoken. Hallelujah. Even this morning, to the one who has got an ear, let me tell you, God is willing to speak unto you. Amen. And this is what He said. He said, the 8th verse, Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. But Judah, there is something about Judah. Judah means praise. Judah is my lawgiver. Judah is my lawgiver. Now, what is something so special about Judah? What does God's word have to speak about Judah? The first time that Judah is mentioned in the scripture is in the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter. Let's open to the 29th chapter of Genesis. The 29th chapter of Genesis. Are you here this morning? And the 11th verse. The 31st verse. Genesis 29, verse 31. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, He opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Genesis 29 and verse 31. Now let me tell you this. The Bible declares that Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, he loved a woman called Rachel and he wanted to marry her. For 7 years, he worked hard and it looked so easy because he really loved that person. But after 7 years, his would-be father-in-law deceived him and gave him Leah. And so he did not want Leah, but he got Leah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He got Leah, and then Jacob said, listen, I want Rachel. And so Jacob's father-in-law said, okay, I will give you Rachel also, but you need to work for me another 7 years. He said, I'm willing. So he's got Rachel and Leah in his house. You can have only one. Amen. He's got Rachel and Leah in his house. But Leah, he does not love. He does not like this woman called Leah. So he doesn't spend time with her. He's got no time for her. He's always saying, I've got so much work to do. You know, honey, we have to get some bread on our table. I need to work really hard. And he's always running around, but he's got no time for Leah. But he loves to spend time with Rachel. Can you feel the frustration that is rising up in Leah? Nothing is happening for her. She feels she's received the wrong end of a bargain, a bad one, and she's sitting there saying, listen, what do I do? I don't feel love. I don't think anybody cares for me. Is there a God in charge? Why is he not doing anything for me? Why am I so unloved? And my Bible declares that the Lord, the 31st verse, that the Lord saw. Everybody says saw. Leah was unloved. My brother, my sister, you might have left your father's house. You might have left everything to follow after the law. And people you thought would love you might have deserted you. You might not be invited for a family function. Or even if you go, you might not be respected there. You might be the one who has to stand out, and you might feel unloved and unrespected because you chose to believe in Jesus Christ and separated yourself to the waters of baptism and set your life apart for God. But let me tell you, God sees you. God sees your pain. God sees your pain. How many of you have left traditional bondages and barriers to follow after Jesus Christ? The other day, an old man, he told me he left everything to follow after Jesus Christ. He knew baptism was right, and he took water baptism, separated himself to the Lord. And he said he went for a family function. He was the eldest in the family, an elderly man. He went for the family function back there in some of these, you know, outskirts of Cochin, I mean the city. And even, you know, the traditionally for a function they have, elavirichu. And the person sits, and the person who is the eldest is given much respect in the family, and he's made to sit there, and he's sitting there, Eli Munilitu, the food is being served, and while the food is being served, some people walk in and say, hey, is he not a Pentecost? I mean, is he not the one of these guys who's taken baptism? And the word that was used there is, Avanda Yela and Valikara. My brother, my sister, there is a God who sees. Niyavane anusiri charangi nene kyabadengilam tiraskarnam vannat vandengil. Yenda deva manikina dosangana. Hallelujah. God saw Leah was unloved. God saw Leah was barren. God saw Leah was not respected. God saw. The Lord saw. Are you with me? You might say, nobody sees what I go through. This emptiness that I feel each day morning when I get up. When I can't have anything of the world and I can't seem to get anything of God. It looks like I've run into a dead end. It looks like I'm empty. I don't seem to have any meaningful relationships. I seem to be empty inside. I don't know who loves me. I don't know what's happening to me. I feel so barren, so unproductive, not at all fruitful. I do not know if anybody sees me. I do not know to whom I will share my trouble. I do not know to whom I will cry out and open out. My struggle seems so hard and so huge. I can't seem to open out to anyone, and nobody seems to find help for me. But let me tell you this morning, there is a God in heaven. He is El Shaddai. Hallelujah. He's a God who sees you. He is willing to step into your life and redeem you and bring you through and release you into a blessing this morning. Amen. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he, hallelujah, opened a womb church. Come on. Come on. The Lord saw. We're speaking about the beginning of Judah. Judah comes from the womb of Zillah, but not the firstborn, pardon me. The Lord saw Leah was barren, and the Lord heard her prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I like it when the Lord sees. I don't mind if people don't see. I don't even feel hurt when the people don't see. But I'm so glad. Over the years, every cry that I've cried to the Lord in secret, He's heard me. Hallelujah. He might not have heard me that very day, but He's released me to the answer. Maybe a week later, maybe a month later, maybe a year later, maybe 5 years later. But down the road, as I've walked with Him, I have realized every tear that I've shed in the secret chambers of my bedroom, He's heard and He's answered me. My brother, my sister, we worship a God who can see. We do not worship a God who cannot see. You believe that this morning? Religion tells us that you call and sometimes He might answer. No. You call, He will answer. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, call unto me and I'll answer you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Leah conceived and bore a son, the 32nd verse, and she called his name Reuben. Amen. For she said, the Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now therefore my husband will. For she said, the Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Amen? So today we just say or give names to children that doesn't have any meaning. It is said that some Chinese people, when they give, I hope there is no Chinese here this morning. I love the Chinese people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. China is on the hit list of the Holy Spirit. And definitely is there in our agenda also to touch China with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I love Chinese people, but it's just a joke. So take it as a joke. Hallelujah. If somebody's going to listen to the cassette in Chinese, ching chong ching. Okay, Chan. That's right. That means please don't be offended. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it is said that when Chinese people give name to children, when a child is born, they just take a plate and put it down. Ting, tong, ting. The sound creates, that's the name. Well, not so biblically. Are you with me? Biblically, when somebody gave a name to someone, it was with a purpose. Here, Leah is giving a name to the child, and Leah is giving the name Reuben because she said, the Lord has seen my affliction. Are you with me? Amen. The Lord, He has seen my affliction. So the child's name shall be Reuben. Hallelujah. When you name a child, make sure that the glory comes to the Lord. Hallelujah. In the parent is actually lingering or Brida. Kartavana Motamanagana. Are you with me? Come on. Hallelujah. Now the third verse. Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard. Underline that word, please. The first time you underline the word, 31st verse, saw. You hear that? When the Lord saw. Did you get that? In 31st verse, the Lord saw Leah was barren. Leah was unloved. But in the 33rd verse, she conceived again, bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only does our God see, but He hears. He hears. Amen. My Bible says in the book of Exodus, the 2nd chapter, that the Lord heard the cries of His people who were in bondage in Egypt, and so He raised up Moses. Hear me well, please. Amen. The Lord heard the cries of their bondage. Amen. And Moses is sitting in the backside of a desert, of a mountain, not passionate for God, but just sitting there. But because God has heard the cry of someone, God is calling out to Moses and saying, Moses, Moses. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, you might wonder why you are here this morning and why God has raised up young people here to minister the word of God. I could tell you one of the reasons could be the fact that you have cried in your heart for an answer from heaven and God is declaring it to the mouths of children and youth. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Moses is being awakened after looking after his father-in-law's sheep and said, Moses, I have heard the cry of my people who are there in Egypt. The place that you stand is holy ground, Moses. Therefore, cast away the sandals on your feet. You know why? Because in those times, a servant would never wear a sandal. It was only masters who would wear a sandal. And Moses, you have led your own life till now. You have been the master of your own life till now. But are you willing to be my servant from now on? If so, then show a sign. Take off your sandals. From now on, you are my servant. My brother, my sister, hallelujah. Don't be a servant of sin. Don't be a servant of the devil. Don't be a servant of witchcraft. Be a servant of the living God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God raised up Moses because he heard the cry of his people in Egypt. When Leah cried, God heard. Look at your neighbor and say, if you will cry, God will hear. If you will cry, God will hear. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody here who has ever cried? No one? And anybody having the assurance that God has heard you? Hallelujah. Every time you cried, you felt the hand of God coming and restoring you and bringing you out of your bondage, out of your slavishness, out of your struggles. And you know for sure, hallelujah, from the depths of hell I cried out and he heard me and inclined his ear to me and delivered me out of a horrible pit and placed my feet on a rock and put a new song on my mouth that declares the glory unto God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has given me this son also. Amen. And so she called his name Simeon. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me come to Judah. We have started on with Judah. The 34th verse. She conceived again and bore a son and said, now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. First time she cried, the Lord saw. Second time she cried, the Lord heard. The third time, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just her heart is whispering her desires. And God is seeing her heart. Words are not expressed to the mouth. Hallelujah. But God is seeing the heart. Hallelujah. God is seeing the heart. God is seeing the heart and saying, again, I will answer her. And God is answering her and giving her a third child called Levi. My brother, my sister, this morning his heart is for your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Things that you would be too ashamed to say to someone, he knows and he's willing to set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. And the 35th verse. She conceived again and bore a son And she conceived again, bore a son, and said, yes, now I will praise. Amen. Now I will. Therefore she called his name. Hallelujah. Therefore she called his name Judah. My brother, it is time for Judas to rise up in this place. Hallelujah. As the enemy tried to steal your praise away, let me tell you, the struggles that you went through that you thought would destroy your praise will actually help your praise. Hallelujah. Nee karinju devan kandillengil, nee karinju devan kettillengil, nee karayadin nee നീ കാറാതിരുന്നപ്പോഴും നിന്റെ ഹൃദയത്തിന്റെ ആഗ്രഹം പോലും ദൈവം കണ്ടിട്ട് ദൈവം നിന്നെ ആൻസർ ചെയ്ത് തുടങ്ങുമ്പോൾ യു വിൽ റേസ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് സേ ഐ വിൽ പ്രൈസ് മൈ ഗോഡ് മൈ ജൂഡ ഹാസ് കം അബൌട്ട് 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 ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ടൈം ഡിഡ്ന്റ് കം ദ സെക്കൻഡ് ടൈം ഡിഡ്ന്റ് കം ദ തേർഡ് ടൈം ഡിഡ്ന്റ് കം ബട്ട് ഇഫ് ദർ ഇസ് എ ഫോർത്ത് ടൈം ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് യുവർ ടൈം ഇഫ് ദർ ഇസ് എ ഫോർത്ത് ടൈം ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് യുവർ ടൈം ഇഫ് ദർ ഇസ് എ ഫോർത്ത് ടൈം ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് യുവർ ടൈം ലുക്ക് ഇൻ സംബഡി ആൻഡ് സേ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് യുവർ time, your Judah rises for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. I will praise my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will praise my God. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Some of the times genuine praise comes after much struggle. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Genuine sacrifices of worship and praise rise when you are truly broken and when you have gone through the greatest of struggles in your barrenness and in your emptiness. You stand and say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I thank you. And God says, that is music to my ears. I hear you. I will answer you. Hallelujah. I will bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, you're Judah. You're Judah. You're Judah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now what does this Judah do? Lack of time, I just go through it fast. Genesis 49. The 49th chapter of Genesis. Oh, when the Judah is born, what all will the Judah produce? The 49th chapter. And I read from verse 1. And Jacob called his sons and said, gather together that I might tell you what shall befall you in the last. How many children did Jacob have? 12 plus 1, 13. 12 boys and one girl. Now Jacob called his sons and said, gather together that I might tell you what shall befall you in the last days. When you are old, it's a good thing to do. Are you with me? You might never have blessed your son till now. Avante kutta mathra kandaanullo. But let me tell you, prayavaamengilum engilum makkale vilichonu anugrahichaagana. Are you with me? Amen. Some people will only do that at that time. That too out of fear. Cherappu ammadana ammavane idichum. Porta aakiyakka nirikkum. Prayamba cheriya pedi undu. Mayile palluvilla. Kaike vaale pole seeshi illa. Ippalatha pillare ide type aanu parnju ivada tirichidichalo ennoru pedi undu. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But not one from this congregation will be like a rotten generation. You will be holy unto God. You will be obedient unto your parents. You will receive the blessing of God over your life. Genesis 49, God is telling Jacob, bless your children. He's calling each one of his sons and telling them what will happen for them. Wouldn't you be glad to go to a man of God who's willing to tell you what will happen to you in the last days? Hallelujah. Would you love to go to a man of God who has got the anointing of prophecy, who will look at you and tell you what's going to happen to you in the last days? You're not sure exactly where you're going and how you're going about your life, but wouldn't you love to go under someone who has got anointing upon the life and who will look at you and tell you what's going to happen to you in the last days? Hallelujah. Anybody interested? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, stir up the gift of prophecy in me. Hallelujah. It says here, the first son, he said, Reuben, you're my firstborn. My might and the beginning of my strength. The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. But you are unstable as water. You shall not excel. Would you go to a man of God like that? You really want to hear the word of God and you go and he looks at you and says, you're my firstborn. In Medicana, hallelujah. Kola, hallelujah. That is what actually Jacob said. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? You know why? Because you are unstable. Steadfast heart. Remember Psalm 108. You are unstable. You are unstable. James 1 says an unstable man will never receive anything from God. അതിന് വിക്ഷു വേണമെങ്കിൽ അവൻ പറയും കർത്താവ് വിക്ഷു വേണം പക്ഷെ എനിക്ക് ആ പാപവും വേണം കേട്ടോ എന്ന് പറയും കർത്താവ് കേതാ ഞാൻ കേൾക്കണ്ടേ ഇപ്പം കർത്താവ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് മാൻ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് എന്നെ ആക്കണം ബട്ട് എന്നെ ബ്രേക്ക് ചെയ്യല്ല എന്നെ മോൾഡ് ചെയ്യല്ല കമോൺ യു ആർ അൺസ്റ്റേബിൾ നിനക്ക് അൺസ്റ്റേബിൾ നിനക്ക് പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് അനുഗ്രഹം ഒന്നും കിട്ടിയല്ലോ റൂബിൻ നീ തീരുമാനിക്കണം ഹു യു ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു വർഷിപ്പ് നീ ആരെയാണ് ഫോളോ ചെയ്യാൻ പോകുന്നത് ഫോളോ ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ആമേൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ആമേൻ ബി സ്റ്റേബിൾ ആമേൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ദൈവവചനാടിസ്ഥാനത്തിൽ ജീവിക്കുമെന്ന് സ്റ്റേബിൾ ആയിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞു ധൈര്യമായിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞു ആമേൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ദ ഫിഫ്ത് വേഴ്സ് ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് ഗോ ടു ദിസ് ഫസ്റ്റ് സിമിയോൻ ആൻഡ് ലേവി ആർ ബ്രദേഴ്സ് Instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. The second and the third son, he called them together. But he's saying, let not my soul enter into their council. Let not my honor be united in their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. In other words, they're too stubborn. They're bent on going their own way. Their will is bent on doing their own thing. They have already planned what they will do, how much they will give to God, how far they will go with God. അവരോട് എനിക്ക് കൂട്ടായ്മയില്ലെന്ന് അവർ പറഞ്ഞു. ജേക്കബ് ഈസ് സെയിങ് എന്റെ മക്കളൊക്കെ ബട്ട് മൈ സോൾ വിൽ നോട്ട് എന്റർ ഇൻ ടു ദർ കൗൺസിൽ. Are you with me? Hear that? I'm not meditating and speaking on that long time. If you're going to follow somebody whose will is submitted to the will of God. Amen? If you're going to fellowship with believers, fellowship with people who are yielded unto God, not so self-righteous and arrogant that they won't have anything to do with you, who are bent on doing their own thing even for God. No. People who will be submissive, people who will be yielded, people who will say, Lord, make me usable. Amen? Hallelujah. But the next word is what I want to share. The eighth verse. Judah, you are he whom your brother shall. The blessings that is coming to Judah. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My brother, my sister, wouldn't you love to have your hand on the neck of your enemies instead of the enemy having his hand on your neck? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are a worshiper, if you are a person who praises God, let me tell you one thing. Your hand will be a hand of authority. Nee kai vekkumbol pishasu thalappum. Amen. Bandhanam thalappum. Rogam vittu maarum. Yeshuvinte naamathil nee adhigaarathil nilkkum. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nee aaradhikkunnavanaanu. Karthavane vilikkan naanikkunnavanaayirikkilla. Hear them? Judah, Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. In other words, you shall have victory continuously, Judah. Nee aaradhikkunnavanaanengil, nee enne sthuthikkunnavanaanengil, if praise is there in your mouth, you will have continuous and ongoing victory. Hallelujah. The first thing that you do, getting up in the morning, you should say, I am willing to praise you. I am willing to exalt your name. Jesus, I exalt you above every other name. Hallelujah. Glorify the name of Jesus. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 25 and 26, Paul and Silas in the jail in Macedonia, locked up in the prison. Hear me well, brother. Hear me well, sister, please. Locked up in the prison at midnight, they were not sitting there and grumbling and complaining, saying, if God was leading us so far, why did God bring us into this prison? Are you with me? They were in the place called Troas, willing to go into Asia, but God's Spirit said, no, go into Macedonia. And they obeyed the Lord and went, and now they're ending up in prison. They didn't sit there and cry and say, no, if we followed the Lord, and if we obeyed the Lord, and if we prayed and did all this, why did this happen to us? No. My Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas, they were not praising. They were praying. Look at the word. Very important. They were praying and then they were praising. Prathikkunnavane praisiyullu. Come on. Nee prathikkada nee artavane jeevitha epichu daily discipline plan illada onnu sthuthikkanum parna kai vekkya ochcha veriyala. They were praying and praising the Lord. Hallelujah. And while they were praying and praising the Lord, my Bible says the glory of God fell in that place and the very jail doors with its foundation was shaken. Do you want the prison of your life foundation to be shaken and broken and your prison door opening and you coming out free? Start praying and praising God. Judah, your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the ninth verse. Your father's children shall bow down before you. The ninth verse. Judah is a lion's whelp. Judah is a lion's. In other words, Judah is not weak. It's a young lion. Not even an old lion. Are you with me? Old lion the pallu nu moorchilla. പഴവരെ ഡിയറിന്റെ പുറകെ പോകുന്ന ശേഷിയൊന്നുമില്ല. ഇവാഞ്ചലിസം ചെയ്യണമെന്നോ കർത്താവിനെ കൊടുക്കണമെന്നോ ഒരു ആഗ്രഹമൊന്നുമില്ല. ഏത് മൂലയ്ക്ക് വയസ് എന്റെ സ്തോത്രമൊക്കെ പറഞ്ഞു വെച്ചിരുന്നാ മതി. ഓൾഡ് ലയൻ, യങ് ലയൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ജൂഡാ, യു ഷാൽ ബി എ, കം ഓൺ ചർച്ച്, ഐ കാൻ ഹിയർ യു, എ യങ് ലയൻ, എ യങ് ലയൻ. ഇൻ അദർ വേർഡ്സ്, യു വിൽ ഹാവ് സ്ട്രെങ്ത്. Amen. You shall have strength. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. You are not the one prayed after. You are going after the one that was after you. You have brought it down. You have eaten. And then you are coming up. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, in this congregation, raise up Judas. Judas, who will see this blessing over their lives? Who will see this blessing over their lives? They will see victory over their lives in every area, in their finances, in their marriage life, in their relationships, in their homes, in their studies. Hallelujah. In their personal life. Hallelujah. May they see victory. May they see victory. Raise up Judas, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, upon every heart that is praying this morning, over every heart that is praying this morning, I pray that you will raise up Judas, who will see victory, who will see victory, who will see victory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the 10th verse. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes. Shiloh means Jesus. and to him shall the obedience of the people be. Amen. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. Amen. Hallelujah. The scepter is what kings use, their authority. Are you with me? Amen. Niraja Vavanangil Koranyada Uru Crownum or Scepturing Anna. Now, Master Anangil Pathavan, you get the pastor and the Vilikan. Come on. Are you with me? I met people who said they are pastors, I don't even see a flock. Bible College Poyan Matrolu. Amen? I thank God for people who understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the... When Raja Varami Kornila, you should have a crown and a scepter. Scepter denotes authority. Amen. Atigaranam. Revelation chapter 1 verses 5 and 6 says, by the blood of Jesus Christ, he saved you and freed you from your sin and loosed you and set you apart to be a priest and a king to the glory of God the Father. Amen. To the glory of God the Father. Achanam Barikuela. The day you are born again and washed in the blood, you are a priest. Hallelujah. And a king. Judah, you shall see authority. Scepter shall not depart from Judah. Hallelujah. If you are a person who praises God, hallelujah, you will be a person who will have authority. Hallelujah. How many of you want authority over sin, over the devil, over the evil that is coming against you? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift your hand and say, Lord, make me a Judah. I am your child. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Come on, church. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Rushana Rajanandana Rajanandana Raja. Come on, come on, come on. Let me hear your voices. Let me hear your praise. Ninde stuthippa devathile uyarate. Let your praise rise before the Almighty God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Rajana Nagavara Sambajara. Thank you, Jesus. Give a glorious thanks to the Lord Jesus. He listens to your prayer. He listens to your shout. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning I want you to stand up in your places. This morning, hallelujah. My Bible says when the people of Israel crossed over Jordan, Jericho stood in front of them. God said unto Joshua and to the people around him, lift up the music. Let the ark of the covenant go in the front and let my people shout unto God. Hallelujah. That the enemies might know that the battle belongs to God. And the walls of Jericho came down. This morning in front of you, if there is a wall that is stopping your progress in the Lord, that is stopping you from walking into the blessing of God, what I'm going to ask you is what God commanded Joshua to ask the people. The presence of God is here. Jesus Christ is here. The Ark of the Covenant is our Jesus. He is here today. Hallelujah. The priests are here. The person standing to your left and to your right are priests. Priests by the blood of Jesus Christ. What I want you to do is what God commanded Joshua to make the people do. To lift their hands unto the Lord and make a joyful noise unto God. And the walls of Jericho came down. Make a joyful noise. Oh, Judah! Thank you, Jesus.